that's the goal, man. Just, let's get back on here, knock some rust off. Yeah, I have to play a little clip of that. I'll put that in there. But yeah, I mean, you know, tell them our plans. I know we always got big plans, big plans.
We do.
I want you to put your hands together. And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
All right. We're back. Again.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back to the Smoke Screen Podcast, technically episode 55.
That's right.
I'm kind of nervous about it, dude. We had to dust off the mics. I mean, look at this shit, man. This is crazy.
Too, man.
But again, I think I've said this before, once before. Look what the cat drug in. But I've been MIA for a while too, so you know it's kind of both of us this time.
Yeah, man. It's been a super rough time in my life.
Yeah.
Some things I've shared with you, you know, that I think one day we'll talk about on here
for sure. What you mentioned to me the other day, yeah, we'll definitely, I mean, yeah, as soon as you're ready for all that, that's, I think it's a good thing, man.
I'm in the process of closing a really dark chapter in my life, you know, had a lot of help from a lot of people,
right?
Like to I don't know, thank some, I'd honestly, you know, especially last week was tough as hell.
Yeah, right.
Right. So yeah, I'll take a that, minute
to say the least.
Thank a few ladies in my life, if I could. I'd like to thank Brooklyn. I'd like to thank Jennifer, Misty,
mm-hmm,
Heather, Tracy, Roxanne.
I'm sorry.
And Aubrey. And I appreciate everything you guys did for me. Helped me out a lot.
And this will all make sense later.
Yeah.
As far as when he wants to get into some of that. But yeah, so I guess before we just kind of dive right into what the hell has been going on, a couple housekeeping things as far as some plans I think we should probably mention.
Yeah.
So the idea is we're starting this thing back up right now. We're going to try to go weekly again, as usual, like we used to. The idea is we're going to put, I think we talked about this, we're going to put the podcast back on the main channel and then use the Smokescreen podcast channel for shorts and little clips, because we always get in these little side conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be 5 or 10 minute little videos. And so we'll put all those links in the description, all that stuff, but subscribe there for like the shorts and the clips and all that kind of stuff, because we always have these moments that make for good shorts. I put that one of you in the Helen Keller podcast, and people just went crazy.
Dude, it just popped up. I didn't even know you did that. Yeah, and I was like, I was on TikTok, and I was like, what the hell? It's me.
Yeah. So yeah, I made that channel, and we'll do a separate thing, a separate podcast channel on TikTok. So we'll do shorts and reels and the whole thing. We're really going to try to push it this time. We still have the Patreon. We'll talk about more of that, and we could do some little extra stuff for Patreon. We want to definitely, we'll talk about all that and get it straightened out. But that's the general idea, is get it back going. We've never done a podcast with this wall behind us finished. We've never done with this room finished.
No.
This is the first one we had. The last one was, like I said, True Crime. The Staircase was episode 54, right? And we had I just put a logo in the editing. It was just a blank wall.
Yeah, that's the last thing I saw.
Yeah.
When we were talking about doing this again, I
did it on the other side of the table, and we were sitting over here, and we had the camera over here, so you could see the computer and stuff one time. I think that was the last one, actually. But
okay.
The ones before that, because I've been listening to all of our stuff.
Yeah, the last one I saw, we had the logo between us.
Yeah.
It looked like it was printed on the wall.
It kind of did.
It looked really good.
It kind of did. I just threw it up there in the edit, but... these are generally unedited. I've never edited heavy, just taken out when we had to swap cameras, batteries, and shit like that. But anyway, so yeah, we've both been MIA for a while. I haven't done a video in, I think, 4 months.
Oh, really?
I think three or four. Wow. The last one, me and Camden were doing the reaction. She's watching Game of Thrones, and I'm trying to get her to keep going. She says she wants to, but she's working all the time now. I'm working all the time and all that stuff. It has been some schedule stuff for sure, but I'm trying to get her get her back to doing that for, you know, just the reactions people were enjoying. I was enjoying watching her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just like I want you to watch House of the Dragon.
Yeah, I need to.
I'd love to see you watch House of the Dragon. I mean, it's not Game of Thrones, but it's good. It's not, you know, but you'll never go back to that greatness. I just miss all this, dude. I was talking to my girlfriend about it, man. This is my all-time favorite thing was the podcast and our live streams. And, you know, I did a lot of those little solo live streams after House of the Dragon this year. It's just not the same, you know, anymore.
Dude.
But we can never go back to those days. But
no. I mean, and those nights that if people could just see
I'm telling
what that was like when we would hijack your living room and bring everything from the kitchen into the living room and have all the lights and everything set up. We're watching Game of Thrones. Meanwhile, the living room is
destroyed.
Yeah, but it was so fun.
It was. I mean, we said this a million times. It's like the Super Bowl. You had the butterflies for every episode, and then for the live stream after, because we felt like we had a standard or something. It's odd.
Yeah.
Like it's relaxing. Don't get me wrong. We talked about it. A lot of people say it's like, I don't know, going to a therapist, therapy for them. It was the same way for us. But you always get those butterflies, even no matter how long you've been doing it.
No.
Not necessarily nervous, but I don't know, a little bit maybe. But it was fun. It was a good time. So
and we had a community, man.
That's what I miss, man. I missed it.
It was crazy. You brought it up the other day, and honestly, I forgot about it. How I think it was you. Somebody said, you know how often I came on those things and was like, man, it's been so shitty. My life's so shitty. But yeah. I confessed everything to everybody, man. There were like hundreds of people that gave a damn about what was going on.
Yeah,
in my
we were
life.
Talking about it. It might have been with Doc. Was it in the mountains or something?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Because we were talking about there's been several podcasts and videos and live streams where it's like, you know, it's been the lowest time. Yeah. And I'm not making fun of it.
How we opened this one. I know.
So
no, this one takes the cake.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, and what don't kill you makes you stronger. Without getting in any stuff, I'm proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
You know, I told you that obviously offline, but and we'll get into all that before we start, you know, revealing too much. But so I mean, I've just been a lot's changed with me. You know, I'm still streaming on Twitch, by the way, too.
Okay.
On Mondays and Thursdays, most of the time. We started a business. We're selling boba tea or bubble tea or milk tea, whatever you want to call it, up in Mooresville. So I've been working back again with that, and it's been going pretty good lately. Yeah. It's been dropping off. I won't get into all that, but it's still pretty good. So I've been, you know, out of the house as, you know, a lot different for me because, as you know, the last, 7 years, I've been just in the house, in the cave.
Yeah, man.
It was just editing, and I was really, really burnt out on editing.
And writing.
And that too, the book thing, that's been on my mind again too, is, you know, I got a book sitting back here, you know, I mean,
that's
they're
right.
Just all sitting back here collecting dust, man, and I miss this stuff, I really do, but it's so hard, and you know, it's like, I promise you I won't bitch about anything, but everything for me just is backwards. The more reviews and stuff you get, you're supposed to sell more books,
mm-hmm.
And it don't work for me that way. I get more reviews, they're all really, really good, most of them. But it hadn't went anywhere. But I mean, I got to push it. That's my job. There's no big publishing house behind me. You know?
Dude, it's out there.
It is out there.
And it'll happen. You're going to write another book. That'll help.
I plan to,
that
at
one
least.
Back in.
And you have an unfinished project. I got to keep harassing you about too.
No, I was talking about that's been going on with me. It has inspired me to mm-hmm. write more again.
I think you got
more people telling me.
A hell of a chapter.
You know?
I mean, I don't know if that might be a few chapters.
It could be, yeah.
I
honestly think it is.
I think it's important, man. But it's so good, man. It really is. I'm not just saying that to blow smoke up your ass because you're my friend and all that shit. You know, I'd always
Thank
be
you.
Honest. But the you know the, what I read, I think you had 30,000 words. Because I've been watching all our old podcasts since we were talking about this, and we talked about your, I don't know which episode it was, just the other day on the way to Mooresville, and you were mentioning, I think I got you got to 29 or 30,000 words.
Yeah, definitely broke 30,000.
Yeah,
I would say since we talked about that, I probably have two incomplete chapters.
Oh, okay.
That you know, but it's been a while.
We have a cat hole.
I love it.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's been a while since I've written anything, you know, that wasn't like flirting with somebody.
Might have another story there too.
Hell yeah.
Change the stories. Cal, would you get out? We're trying to do a podcast here. Oh, hell.
Come on. You can get on.
Well, you can't. You'll knock everything over, Bob. we still got shit piled. I will say this real quick, too. This is, again, with the podcast plans. We are looking at a little setup that's pretty cool with a three-camera setup like we've been talking about. Because we've been talking about this for years. We talked about it in the living room where, like you said, we had it trashed for the podcast, too. Getting in here, getting it finished, having a camera on me and on James, and then a master kind of shot or whatever. So we got I think we found a system that's going to work pretty good. We may need to get a producer. We're going to have to get Eric over here to press button.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. So I'm going to push this hard this time, dude. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. Yeah. I really, really want to. And everything now is going to kind of back to short form content with TikTok style shorts and reels and every damn platform. But
I'm noticing that
they are pushing podcasts on YouTube. So, but we're still on everything else. This will be up everywhere. And we can now, as far as all the podcasting platforms, the same ones. But now we can also do video on Spotify. So they're allowing video for podcasts there now because Joe Rogan changed the game over there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We can now upload our videos there, not just YouTube, because everywhere else is just audio except for YouTube, obviously.
I'd like to bring up the fact that you and I are watching something.
Well, I was going to say that too. Yeah,
you know, we actually are working on another almost podcast series almost. Yeah. We don't know what it's going to turn out to be, but we're watching it, and they're dragging it out.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Otherwise, you know, this is probably what this would be about.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, that's exciting, too, because, you know, us hanging out again,
doing
things like that.
Yeah, this will be a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess we can say.
So,
Making a Murder, we did the podcast on that, one of our most popular from back in the day, because it was huge. You know, the two seasons of that on Netflix, and I think that was like 2018, maybe?
The first season came out, it dropped December 2015.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
And broke the internet.
I was gonna say something that came out like we're back and we're a little older and a lot grayer and shit. But God Almighty!
But do you remember? I told you when I first watched that was in December of 2015. Brooklyn was dating this guy. I couldn't even tell you his name now.
Yeah.
The dude needed to spend the night at the house, right? So I was like, okay, you can stay, but you can sleep on the couch.
Right.
I'm in my recliner. I cannot go to bed. Mm-hmm. I am hooked on Making a Murderer. This fucking little teenager leans up and is like, hey, man, you think you could turn that down?
Oh, hell no.
I can't, man.
There's a recliner on the front porch or a chair or whatever.
Little bastard.
Not an actual recliner. Yeah, I'm not saying James ever had a recliner on his front porch. Like,
fuck no, I ain't, man. I was yelling at the TV.
Oh, my God.
That first season just hooked you.
So that's kind of, you know, it's died off, obviously, and there's still people following. You know, there's whole channels dedicated to it because Kathleen Zellner still updates stuff occasionally, and it'll never go anywhere, I don't think, but... now Candace Owens and the Daily Wire have convicting a murderer. And I got my girlfriend to watch Making a Murderer. She had never seen it. So she watched, we binged both seasons of that. And now this is out, but they're dropping one a week. They did the first three that anybody can go watch on Daily Wire Plus or the first episodes on Twitter and YouTube, I think. But now we just watched episode 4, Thursday?
Yeah.
So every Thursday, so the last episode 10 will be like October the 20-something or whatever.
And, I mean, Netflix has us spoiled. You don't do it that way anymore.
I mean,
Drop it all.
It's great for YouTubers, one a week, short-form videos, mm-hmm. but not for podcasts. Because, I mean, we could technically have talked about, like, just episode four. It started to get really good. But we gotta see what's going on. I'm just so curious if they're going to tackle season two. They got to, man. If they don't, they're really going to fuck this up.
I honestly thought it was going to be a waste of time. There was no way they could get me to budge.
Mm-mm.
But I must say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, episode four.
I just told Eric this today. He called really me at work and was
blew
it,
my mind.
They watched two episodes and he's like asking me, "Have you changed your mind?" I'm like, "I haven't changed on the physics of it, mm-mm. right? I mean, how it happened." We said that in our podcast. Mm-hmm. We did say it out to our credit, and I'm not, you know, we never said he was some good guy.
No,
and we said if he did it. It was just not the way they presented it
at all.
And it just didn't happen that way. There's no way.
And there's
because it doesn't matter how horrible he is or how whatever. It doesn't matter if there's corruption, all this stuff. Physics is physics.
That's right.
And that was convincing. It doesn't matter what else is shown. But like you said, there's definitely more to the story.
Yeah, I didn't think they could hit me with anything that would make me
And
go,
then
nah.
look at Colburn, and we'll get into all this later, but Colburn. To see him differently is odd.
It is.
Because we hated that motherfucker.
Hate his guts.
I hate his fucking guts. You kind of, you know what I'm saying? Now that you see him talking as just kind of a person, he was like just this figure
mm-hmm.
before. Anyway, we'll definitely be talking about convicting a murderer. So if you want to.
If this thing makes me think of Kratz as a normal person.
Oh, my. No.
I'm done.
No, same here. No way. No. We know what he's done since then.
Yeah.
He got busted for it, too. So he can't talk shit about Stephen Avery. But yeah, we'll definitely be getting into that. So if you guys want to keep up with that stuff, as far as the true crime, that specifically, watch Convicting a Murder. So what it is I forgot her name, the producer and this other guy, the director, they started this 5 or 6 years ago and they, for whatever reason, never sold it to anybody or put it out. And then Daily Wire got a hold of the rights. So Candace Owens now has filmed some more stuff to go with it and that's what they're doing. So this has been the making for a long time. And the basic idea is, you know, as with any documentary or whatever, they have a narrative and they leave out the stuff you don't need to see. And yep. you know, this is the other side of it. And we're always open to both sides of everything and all these discussions we have about
have
anything.
To be.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. We'll definitely be talking about that one way or the other. I don't know if we'll do, you know, a mid-season thing and then do one in end of October or just wait or what. But it's kind of hot right now, so we'll see. We'll check out the next episode and see how we feel about it.
That's right.
It could be a full.
It could be enough for us to just
to go through those two or the first five, I guess. So,
because Kathleen Zellner isn't saying anything yet,
no,
so
not a word.
I feel like she's going to wait till the end.
I think so. She the only thing she had ever said was they have incorrect information, and that was just kind of a vague. But I don't think what we've seen has been incorrect so far. We'll see what they say. But then again. He's not on trial here, or technically he's not on trial at all. He's in jail in prison. But I mean, as far as the public, he's not on trial for being a good dude.
No,
he's on trial for a murder a specific way with a specific person. So,
yep.
But yeah, we'll figure that out this coming Thursday. Yep. But so what else has changed, man? What's been going on? Work and work and more work.
Yep.
Trying to, on my end, figure out, you know, we got the business going on and I'm still doing some streaming on Twitch and all that stuff. But so that's pretty much the same. Learning guitar again, seriously.
I got to say, man.
I've been taking like actual lessons on this program is so good.
If you go back and watch the very first video you ever sent me.
It's so bad. I mean, this was still bad.
It's mind-blowing.
It will. I guess that's probably true. But I
thought you were going to give up before you ever got this.
Nah, because remember, I bought that thing, and I was pretty good, pretty heavy into it at the mm-hmm. old house for a while, and then it kind of dropped off, and then I would film little like videos of just for later to see progress, and then I got into moving and all that stuff and was trying to, you know, still do the YouTube thing and all that stuff. And I still played some, but I just didn't do it daily mm-hmm. like before. But now when I got set up with that program called Musician, I showed you and I showed Landon, I've just been like almost daily. There's a lesson or at least practicing. And so I'm getting there. I'm still not good by any means. I can play Master of Puppets, the full song now, but not at full speed.
It's just really impressive.
Maybe 75, maybe. Not clean, not hitting every single note, but I can play. I know the whole song.
Oh, yeah. It's obvious what you're playing.
Yeah. I mean, but I do know every note as far as learned it on the because it's in that program, too. But and not just that, several other ones. And the program's just really good. I mean, I'm playing all kinds of cool shit from jazz to, you know, just kind of cowboy chords and the whole thing. So maybe there'll be a guitar video one of these days. When I get confident enough to play a song that sounds like, you know, decent, I'll record it. Maybe.
We'll you see. Should. You should play it for these guys.
But I told my girlfriend, though, dude, I, with this program, you can switch over to piano, and I may get me a keyboard.
Hey, man.
While I'm, you know, just set up in here, and because I got the guitar and amp over there, I can just set up a you know, decent keyboard and learn piano, because I did start to learn from my mom, but I never really did. So that would be another cool thing. I got too much shit I want to do.
Yeah.
I got too much shit I want to do.
I bought Brooke a keyboard.
Did you? Yeah. Recently?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and, cool. And,
you know, she used to play piano pretty good. Mm-hmm. She's taking those lessons. And
I told her years ago, I'm like, don't stop.
I know.
Don't.
And got Landon the guitar for Christmas, and it just sits on the stand.
Yep.
Looks nice.
That's what most people... But I made myself, like, I still enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it, but this program made it so much easier to, like, feel like you're making progress. Because you can learn a lot from just YouTube videos or some of the little programs they have out there and little apps and stuff, but mm-hmm. this feels like you have a teacher. And you see the improvement. You see you're playing all kinds of different stuff, and it starts really simple and then gets more... I mean, it's really, really good. So when you see... That's the key. It's just like writing, man. When you get so far, you every little thing is a win, and you feel more confident, and you want to do it more.
Yes.
So it's been really cool to get back into it. But there's just so many things I want to do. I don't know if I told you, I'm back into, oh my God, the secret treasure hunt. We talked about that on a podcast. Wow. I'm back on that shit again. I don't know why.
Really?
I am, dude, because 12 of those fuckers was buried in 1982, or one, technically, I guess. Your book came out in 82. And only three still have been found. I know a lot's been, I'm sure a few have been lost to time. And,
probably.
You know, parks being dug up and renovated and stuff. And maybe even in the North Carolina Roanoke case, maybe hurricanes and erosion. Who knows? But I don't know why I'm just almost obsessed with it again. I want to find one because it's such an exclusive club.
It really is. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah,
we did a podcast on that and Forrest Fenn. We talked about, and then I showed that coin one time that I did that arm treasure because I saw three online and I got that coin.
And his treasure was found, right?
His was, and he died like a month after.
That is mind blowing.
That one was really hard. I mean,
yeah.
But anyway, not to get into all that, but this is another rabbit hole I went down. So that's what at night, you know, at snack time, I'm watching. More solves again like I used to, because that was years ago when I started looking into that shit, man.
Yeah.
There's just something fascinating about treasure hunting and clues to me. I love puzzle shit, man. I think I'm going to do one. I think I'm going to bury one and write a little mini book and have maybe Eric, or I can do my own artwork, but maybe have Eric do the artwork to have a, you know, kind of, because they did like a 13th cask tribute and somebody did that before. Where they did a 13th one and did a similar painting in a verse just to pay tribute to Byron Price, who was the author. Neat. But I think that would be cool to actually go out and let people figure out your clues.
I was going to say, you know, somebody's going to come look for it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people into it.
And then it don't have to be some giant trick. Like these, you know, these gemstones are not worth $1,000 a piece, maybe two or three for one or two of them, but... It's just about being in the club. Mm-hmm. It's about solving it, you know. I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, a little sidetrack, but that's just one of the things I've been back down and on the YouTube world, the rabbit hole of the secret, a treasure hunt.
That's neat. Yeah, I was wondering if you were if you'd still done any geocaching.
I hadn't in a while. Me and my girlfriend went we did a couple ones just while we were not going geocaching, but we were just like, while we were there, let's go grab this one.
Mm-hmm.
Never found one of them. Not a single damn one.
No shit.
That one was definitely moved. The other, I don't even remember. That was I think that was in the mountains, and we might have tried to grab it or something, but there was people out there. But I hadn't really been geocaching. That's funny you said that, though. I just met, you know, I hid one across the street,
mm-hmm.
and I saw two people over there when I was mowing. What was that, Thursday? Had to be, yeah, Thursday. Because Camden actually came home for the first time in 2 months, and I made her power wash the house. So I'm out there mowing. I see these two people over there, and that church is in session all week long. But for whatever reason, that day they were not. So I knew what they were doing. I'm like, "You got a geocache?" They're like, "Yeah," because they didn't, you know. And they were. I ran over there. I was like, "Yeah, this is mine." And they kind of and they moved it. So they somebody broke it or moved the original spot and just put the little container sticking out in the fence. And so I was just explaining that, and that was their first one, no a father way. And his son. I thought it was really cool. I didn't kind of, I felt kind of bad after. I was like, I hope it didn't interrupt their moment, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just saw them out there. And I knew exactly what they were doing, cool. Which is why I kind of put it there
that's
so I could see
say,
people
yeah.
Coming up because you know you try to keep that secret. You know, we our little adventure we had a few. God, I'm saying a few years ago. What's it been? 6 years, probably.
I don't know.
I mean, it feels like oh
it's
my
so
God.
Weird. Yeah. Since we've done a podcast, I've turned 50.
Oh my God.
I hate saying that out loud.
48. I know, man. I'm 48. I'm right there. I'm opening a Pepsi Zero, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't believe that's happening.
Oh my God. I was drinking those for a while. I'm out of, I got to go to the store. I'm out of the green stuff. So that's what we got for the next hour or so, whatever. Anyway, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No. I was just saying I've turned 50, and I hate saying it out loud. How long? I've been feeling old since I turned 40, right? Yeah. Well, now.
Every year it's like.
The big 5-0, boy.
Yeah, that one's got to sting a bit, I guess. Yeah. Huh? I mean, it really shouldn't, but I understand, man. I do. Because, man, it's crazy. You're just showing me that girl who is the daughter of a girl that, was a kid when we worked at Pizza Hut. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It's mind blowing.
And we got kids in the family planning on getting married now. And, you know, oh man. At least Camden's no plans for that shit yet. No grandbabies yet and all that.
That's right. It'll happen overnight.
I know, man. It's like you wake up and it's a different year, man. It's crazy. I know people, young people get tired of hearing that. Like, in our day, it's so true, though. Time speeds up.
It does.
It's relative, I'm telling you. There's something to it.
There is. It goes so much faster.
Mm.
So much faster.
I know. It's starting to bother me, too, man. You know, my mom getting old and my dad's old and you know you see it now like before you never saw your parents as old even when they're in their of course when you're a kid you know and they're 35 you say they're you're old you know you're but you never actually saw them as old but now you know my mom's fallen a couple times and tore her arm up a couple times and you know oh my God so yeah I'm starting to think about some of that mortality shit and it's bugging the shit out of me man. I'm a dog.
I will say, though.
Riddick could be 10 in October.
Something happened. I don't know what happened. I mean, I've still got it. Whatever it is, I fucking still have it.
Yeah.
I found it out the hard way.
Yes, you did.
But I'm telling you, this woman, I swear, I thought she was an actress or a model or
yeah.
something. And she was all into me and I'm like what
see man it's funny
what
I told my girlfriend the same thing we had a couple conversations we've had and I won't go into any details and but I've like it's hard to believe when you're older and you've lost your physique
yeah.
a little bit and I know we can change that we're still young enough to work out and get health I know I'm not talking but when you have done, you feel less confident in yourself physically. I told her the same thing. I was like, it's hard. It's just hard. I mean, I do believe her. I understand, but it's hard to believe that you're attracted to me.
Yeah.
You know, I really, it's so hard to believe.
Yeah. And you know they want somebody who's super confident or whatever.
Oh, but, yeah.
But it happens, man. I've lost a lot of my confidence, but I don't know.
It didn't take long to get it back.
In my pencil. Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't take long.
Shot to get in the arm right there. I was like, oh, I look behind me. You talking about me?
Yeah, when you're looking over your shoulder and shit.
I can't believe you're 50.
Well, that's either way, however that works out, man, it's still cool.
That's cool.
I mean, that's
it. Really happened. It wasn't a fever dream. This shit really happened.
That'll make more sense later, too. I'm sorry.
Fucking trauma bonding.
Oh, yeah. No, that's cool, man, because that you're right, though. That shows you. I mean, that's a big boost and like an instant. That's like that's like finding a fucking health kit in a video game. You know, instant, like the bar goes back up. You know
what
I mean?
That's a good way to put it. That's exactly what
it's like. You got health and then stamina and your confidence bar just refilled.
Yeah.
You know, 98% or whatever.
from an all-time low.
Right.
They're like, hold on a second.
But that's what makes it special. Without details, that's what makes it even more special.
Yeah.
It was at a low.
Super low.
It wasn't like you're, you know, snazzed out and pimped out and rolling down the street and you're 6'4" and
it was not,
you know, sipping on gin and juice.
The last thing I expected.
Yeah. But I'm sure more information about that will come out too later, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
I feel like we can't say anything. But I know.
I love it.
we're doing a podcast on nothing, really.
Yeah, no. We're just getting back. We're coming back.
Yeah.
We're telling you guys that we're back.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal, man. Just let's get back on here, knock some rust off.
Yeah, Return of the Mac.
I have to play a little clip of that. I'll put that in there. But yeah, I mean, you know, tell them our plans. I know we always got big plans.
We do. Always.
We always got big
always
plans.
Always low, and then we have big plans.
Big plans.
And I'm writing a book.
he's gonna finish the book.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just to, you know, let them know what's going on with that, the plans with the podcast, and yes, you know, let's just actually follow through. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I think
that's right.
I think we're in a better spot. For sure.
Yeah.
And man, I mean, I'm excited about it. I mean, you know, but then, you know, there's, like you said, there's always the, you know, with the YouTube stuff and all that, the financial aspect of it to do it. But I think it's a good podcast, or no matter what we talk about, and not patting myself on the shoulder or something, but you know, I think it really is. And people seem to have enjoyed it. And we should have had 250 out by now, but this is 55. But I think if we get on here and just remain who we are, like we always have, and be real, it can be successful. And we'll start. I'll push it harder this time with like I said, all the stuff. So we'll have all those links in there for the shorts channel, where we're going to call it. I guess we'll call it Clips. I'll just rename it to Smokescreen Podcast Clips or whatever.
And I don't think people mind if we drop in and just bullshit like
this. No, not at all.
We've had to do that before.
We always worry about it. And then it always turns out good.
That's,
you know,
right.
Because we always have stories and side rants and whatever.
And I've missed all these people. I can't wait to see some comments.
Exactly. You know. And that's what I was saying when I put that little short out of, you know, the clip with you making the Helen Keller joke. And I'm just laughing in the background. Which, by the way, I was talking about the shorts and stuff. I did email them, the people back, about the editors. And they haven't responded yet, but they can do like the shorts where like we'll be stacked, you know, so I can see you saying that and I'll be laughing in the same frame, so they can do all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
Those would be nice to have out. We'll see what that'll be, shorts and reels and whatever. But then, you know how it is, that we, you know, I understand people do want a topic to some degree, but,
sure,
whatever we're talking about, we always go, there's all these little sidetracks and 5-minute talks about something, and then we'll get back on track. So those will make good little short videos too. So I think.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is, and you watch, you watch Rogan clips, and then you decide, oh, I want to go watch the whole thing.
That's right.
I mean, I do all the time.
That happens a lot. And you know, honestly, one of our most popular was the Bob Lazar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a lot of UFO stuff.
There's been a lot. I just told you the other night that Jeremy Corbyn, who was the producer of that shitty documentary, I mean, it was just, oh my God.
It was
him
crazy.
And I forget the news guy's name, the reporter.
Yeah.
He was back on Rogan again.
Oh, that's who you were saying was on there with him, was the news guy.
Yep. Okay. They were, because they, you know, with the Congress, the testifying in Congress, they were there for some reason sitting behind the Congress, the guy who was testifying.
Okay.
So they were talking about
they
all
that. They are in like Flynn. I mean, they're into that
space. That's their space.
Yeah.
But he's just, it's just, it's always about him and Jeremy. I mean, it's just always about him. But, well, yeah, I'm sure we can revisit that too.
Absolutely.
Because that's been a meme. I mean, I know you watch a lot of TikTok. Right now, it's like literally the government admits there's UFOs. I don't know if the government actually admitted anything, but the point being is there was supposed information they finally released, and it still wasn't nothing, but people are saying, you know, like you see all the memes, you know, government releases, you know, admits there's UFOs, and everybody's, nobody gives a shit, and it's like, well, because nobody can afford fucking food, and that's what all the, like, replies are, and all the TikToks and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the economy's in the shitter, you know, and nobody cares there's aliens. Dude. And part of it is people just expect it anyway, I guess. But
what about Bigfoot?
Oh, God.
I want there to be a freaking Bigfoot, too.
I've always wanted it, but I don't. Yeah. We did a podcast on that, too. But no, that's not. That's bullshit. There's just not.
You don't think that it could be just so remote a place? Left on Earth.
I mean, for some other creature, maybe, but I mean, I think...
But not a huge primate?
I think if it's not in the ocean, we've probably found it. Because there's not... Like, we find bones from dinosaurs, for Christ's sake. We don't find Bigfoot bones, you know, and teeth, and there's just not enough. I mean, I used to really think, okay, yeah, there's something to it, but then after just so many, you know, rabbit holes
it's
and videos and... And we've done a podcast on, I think, two. We did the old Side Effect podcast on it. And then we did
our own
podcast on it.
That's why it feels like two.
It was.
The Side Effect. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about those days.
Yeah, those were fun days, too.
Yeah, those were cool.
I wonder how those guys are doing.
I don't know. I haven't talked to any of them. I did talk to Tarzan.
How's he doing?
About 6 months ago.
That's cool.
He's moved. He's in another state now. I won't say where or whatever. It's his business. But yeah, I did talk to him. He was doing okay. I don't want to put his business out there, but yeah, but I hadn't talked to other than that, nobody.
I'll be damned.
In a long time. But
I'd like to go listen to some of those again.
Yeah.
But nah.
Hey,
I feel the same way about
Ozzy man still owes us a favor.
He does. That was a letdown.
He still owes me a favor, man.
We need to cash that in.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, too, about, you know, future podcasts and stuff. We've always said this. We want to do some guests and stuff. We for sure want to do some guests. So, we'll I thought about even, you know, because a lot of those would have to be remote, and I hate those. I really do. I hate having, like, Skype. But you got to do what you got to do if somebody's not in town and we're not, you know, popular enough for them to drive to the house
That's
or fly.
Right.
We can't fly anybody out. Hey, would you come to our podcast? Can you come to this little remote town in North Carolina? No, we can't pay for it. I'm sorry. Oh, hello? Hello?
There have been people that I've thought, when I've watched something, I've thought, I wonder if they would be on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to tell you. The producer on this Convicting a Murderer, I bet she would. I bet she'll at least remote into our podcast. I bet.
That's,
and she's the girl who's got, like, the, you know, the stacks of every document, everything.
She knows everything
by heart.
Yes.
And if she don't, she can pull it right there in a minute. I think she would. I thought about that watching that. I was like, I bet she'd be on our podcast.
I bet she would, too.
So.
Unless this makes her... little, you know, too in demand where she just can't do it logistically. But I think she's the type of person that definitely would.
But yeah, I think we could do, you'll be surprised. you know, me and Mazuma were doing the little gaming podcast for a little while, and we got some big streamers that we didn't expect to reply, and they came on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, and we're both little kind of tiny Twitch streamers. I've always streamed on Twitch, but we had Spookin' Jukes on, which he's a really big streamer. He came on and joined us. So that was kind of cool. We had, well, it was Manface J. Now he's renamed, he's rebranded to J's Own It because his name's Jason, but he's another DBD streamer. So in that DBD community, he's big, I mean, but, you know, they're part Twitch partners and all that stuff. So, and they just replied like, cool, yeah, let's do it. I bet we get a lot more people than we think for whatever topic. Too. You know, because, you know, when we have a topic, there's people out there that want to talk about that topic and they're experts on that topic or whatever. It don't have to be just, you know, A-list celebrities all the time. But I bet we can get some. I actually was going to ask you, what would you think about a future podcast? And this may not interest a lot of people, but with my former martial arts teacher, Stephen K. Hayes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's but
a big deal.
He kind of is, but the difference is he's done a lot, and I've watched a few of them actually recently. He's done quite a few, and they're not big podcasts or anything. So he's willing to do them, but I want to ask him some different questions, not just the same old shit, you know, that everybody asks him. And I'm wondering if he'll. I'm going to email him.
I'd do some research so I could come up with some good questions myself.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to email him, and I think I still have his original old secret email that, you know, the secret club got when you were a teacher in his organization.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I'll maybe in the future, because he does do them, and he does really small ones. But anyway,
how old's he getting to be?
He just turned 76.
Wow.
Like this week.
Wow.
That's, so, yeah. It made me think about it because I saw his post on his Facebook page, and he had like a little home birthday celebration with some of his, you know, top students now or senior students, whatever, at his personal dojo in his house.
Really?
And I'd seen several. It's something I kind of occasionally like peek into and see what's going on in that community and my old friends and some old partners and teachers, etc. And but there's some political aspects to it that I want to really see if he would answer. If he wouldn't answer those, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah,
because I know his story. He would come over here and he could tell the. And it's a great. Don't get me wrong. It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows that story.
What about your dude that was on Naked and Afraid a couple times?
Yeah, Hakeem. Hakeem would come on.
That would be cool.
I have no doubt Hakeem would. He's got a lot. Because
I'd love to hear some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah,
on that.
Hakeem's a really cool dude. He's done a lot of stuff, man. He's now he's on another TV show. But, yeah, I think Hakeem would come on. He's got a lot of stuff to promote.
There you go.
He's doing survival stuff. He's on every survival show. He's on a new survival show. I don't remember the name of it. It's coming out. It might be out now. He's been on several TV shows since Naked and Afraid. He was on that twice.
Mm-hmm.
He made the All-Star Edition.
Yeah, man.
Whatever you call it. I trained with him quite a bit in Dayton and in Chapel Hill.
That's cool.
Because he was based in Fort Bragg, so he was always in Chapel Hill. Yeah, he would come on. I feel like he would. But anyway, I mean, He's into it all. It's not just martial arts. It's, you know, his business. It's survival. It's all these TV shows. All the stuff. He's got a lot of insight into that stuff. Because I was kind of thinking about not that specifically, but the secret stuff I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the third puzzle was solved in Boston, and that was a Expedition Unknown episode. Mm-hmm. And I think you've seen that.
Yep.
I'm sure you did.
We
researched it. Well, it turns out that the solve wasn't exactly right, and the TV show kind of filled in some spots and
Ooh.
Makes you wonder what goes on behind. And I know from, you know, I told you, you know, Corey, my old buddy Corey was on Duck Dynasty, and that was all bullshit too.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this show was. I'm saying they filled in. Yeah, and Eric was on that
and
show.
And found out there was
a lot of bullshit.
A lot of fakery.
And that's what I wanted. I'd be interested to hear about survival shows. Because he's been on a bunch now.
I would too.
But yeah, that'd be cool. But you say, look, you remember Tanner?
Rowe. I thought about him the other day.
I still see his Instagram. He's one of the first people who joined the community and followed us, and his dad's pretty. I remembered it. I was like, what if he's kin to the baseball? I mean, it was his damn dad, and he sent us all kinds of shit, you know, autographed baseball stuff. And I didn't know at the time he had played golf professionally too, but
I know
that was very cool. So yeah, we got some connections somewhere. We got a few connections. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. There's lots of stuff, but yeah, we'll get some guests on here too. But that's not going to be our main thing. We can get on here and chat about damn near anything, I think.
Hell yeah. And, you know, I think there's so many streaming platforms now. Mm-hmm. Somebody's always putting out some kind of interesting damn documentary or something.
Oh, yeah, there's so many, man. There's so many. Yeah, and you're, you know, as far as the true crime stuff, you're more tapped into that world than me. I love the big ones, and I've seen most of the other ones too, I'm sure, but I'm sure there's probably 15 more since we've talked about it. That I'm not aware of. So I'm always down for any of that stuff. I mean, of course, that's a huge place.
It really is huge, and what I've noticed is it doesn't get saturated as easily. Because
it's weird.
People are hungry. They can listen to the same crime, the same story.
With different perspectives.
Different perspectives 100 times.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why that works, because everybody's got different ideas, you know. It's why Game of Thrones YouTube doesn't work, I guess. Yeah. Or it does for a while, excuse me.
Yeah. It does.
But, yeah, I will say that, too, just for people interested. You know, I don't know what the plans are for, you know, my personal videos other than, like, you know, Camden doing the reaction and stuff. I just don't know still, man. I'm still in that, you know, I don't want it to be based off a TV show. Just that.
At some point, we still owe a couple.
We have
at least one.
We got to finish. It's going to be a question.
It's
going
to
be
that.
A comment.
And
where's part six of how it should have ended?
I do feel bad about that.
Because I was watching.
But
like
we owe it. We definitely owe it.
Dude, I've watched at least 10 of our podcasts in the last couple weeks on the way home from working back. And every one you say, somebody in the damn comments is just is asking that. Yeah, and I feel like it's like, because they don't want to watch this one. You know, you were.
I do too.
I know the feeling. So I know. So somebody will ask.
They will ask.
But we did say we're going to do it.
Legit. We owe it. And
we do. So that's a lot of, I've forgotten so much stuff, man. I remember the basics of what we were talking about, but I'd have to go back and watch them
something
all.
Something about Danny naked. I can't remember.
She was definitely naked somewhere, I'm sure. But so that may be, I don't know, I guess it's one podcast, I'm sure, but I don't know. We'll have to watch them all and remember what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, that's what'll have to happen.
And I mean, I will, you know, and of course you're always welcome. You know, when House of the Dragon, the big shows, I always do live streams, you know, that's fun. I enjoy that. So you're always, of course, welcome to do that during the season. Anytime.
When is the next season?
I don't know. I think it's going to be April.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and I got time to catch up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The writer's strike here doesn't affect over there. So they're still filming now and in production. I believe it's going to be April, anywhere from April to June of next year is what they said.
Okay.
They've just basically said early summer. Maybe they just said summer of 2024. So. Season two of that. Season one's good, man. It's and I was enjoying just getting back in the world, you know, and having the community pop back in for those live streams. But it will never reach that status.
Is Con of Thrones still a thing?
Yeah, they keep canceling it though because they're all political now. They canceled the Florida. They had another one coming in Florida, mm-hmm. and they canceled it because Ron DeSantis or some bullshit.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they passed the law. They call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. And all that really said was never actually said that. It just said, don't teach kindergartners through fourth graders about anything sexual. So they passed that bill, and that's what they called it. So now he's a bigot.
So if they would have had the convention there, then that means that they were supporting DeSantis yes. in some
in Florida, okay. the state of Florida. Yep, and he's obviously the executive officer. So they canceled that one. So they just the 15 people who were still going got screwed because of politics.
Damn it!
But that's what they've become.
It sucks.
It's not a secret. You
that
know,
was super fun.
It was. It's not a secret that the people that run that are so hyper political that you can't have a different opinion and be welcome. So,
fuck them. I play dumb.
So yeah, no more Con of Thrones. That won't. I don't understand why they were still doing them. What really? And I saw the comments. Believe me, I saw the comments on Twitter when they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
They just wasn't selling tickets.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, what do you expect? I mean, it's been years and people hated it. You know, I mean, I can't blame people. They wasn't going anymore for what to see Bran, because they had already booked Bran.
Okay.
They had booked
they pulled Milo, off some pretty cool conventions, and I guess they got too big for their
britches. The early ones were good.
I don't know.
The first one was really good. Obviously, I can't. You were there for the second one.
Yeah,
I can't speak
awesome.
On that one, but I know there was some issues in even that one from Quinn.
Well, everything seems to get clicky.
Everything.
And when that shit starts, you see the writings on the wall then. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was, you could tell in the first one, but it was not the people running it, because we met and hung out with the Game of Owns, Zach and Hannah. That's who did the first one. Then it was taken over by Mischief Management, is the company, but it's not the people who's running it. They're the political ones now. So that's who took it over, and that's what it became. Because you saw what the panels turned into. It wasn't about Game of Thrones anymore.
No.
It was about modern day politics.
Hell yeah.
So, and, whatever.
Just everybody likes virtue signaling.
Everybody. Yep. Look at me. I care. If you have to prove you care, you probably don't care.
That's right.
That's the way I feel.
Be sure you film this. I'm about to say how I care.
Oh, my God. Exactly. It gets on my fucking nerves, mm-hmm. dude. That's another thing I will say. You know, we've always, you know, we're trying to be fair about everything.
Try hell.
Yeah, you're right. We don't try. We are.
We are fair.
But when I see bullshit, I'm just going to call it out. I don't care. We're not that we're going to go seeking out political stuff or something, but I'm not going to be afraid to say it.
No.
If I needed something to be said.
I don't make it to 50 and have 1,000 legit friends,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
who I could call and they'd come help me. You don't get that by being a douchebag.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, really fair guy.
100%. But yeah, I mean, that's just part of the world, but we live in is this, I just listened to that today, the cancel culture fake news podcast on the way home.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was listening to. That's the one I just had not clicked recently. We were talking about some of that stuff, the disconnect. No, we wasn't about politics necessarily. It was about the clicks and about how they don't, nobody talks to each other anymore.
I prefer having friends. So if that means let's not talk politics when we're
sure.
together, you know what I mean?
That's fine.
If we're on if we have opposing viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
do we really have to beat each other's brains out about it?
No, exactly.
If we can try to talk
because
about it.
Because you probably agree on 80% of other stuff. It doesn't matter.
I just soon have a friend.
Exactly. You know? I don't get it. That's what we were talking about in that section I was listening on the way home, was how families were breaking up over mm-hmm. politics. And it's fucking ridiculous to me. And we got another election coming, and here it goes. It's going to be hypersensitive this time.
Oh, yeah.
So we can look forward to that. You can't have a different opinion than the mob.
No, but we've always been that way.
Always.
It's always been somebody wins, somebody loses, you know.
Period. Tides swing. It's just the way the country works. It's always the case. When a president gets elected, the next midterms is always, typically, not always, but typically going to go the other way. It's just always the way it works. So I don't know why that's so surprising. Either way it goes, but anyway. I'm just saying, I'm not going to hold my tongue in certain things.
Understandable.
I'm not, and not that we ever did. I want to be clear about that too. We never did. We just chose to stay fairly neutral.
Yeah, you can steer
because the topics we covered had nothing to do with it. But there's sometimes it creeps into other things, and we're like, we just won't talk about it. But nah, whatever.
We're already labeled.
There's always a misty. Exactly.
Oh, that was funny. It's funny hearing little whispers of things.
Yeah, you know? I'm always the black sheep. Always have been. I guess I am here too. That's fine. Right. That's fine. I enjoy it. But anyway, we didn't mean to get in a mini rant there. I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, we had fun at Con of Thrones.
It was fun. It was a blast.
That's why I brought it up.
Met a lot of great people.
I know. I would go back to one.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that's what's been going on.
I assumed
I'd been missing them.
Yeah, they all got canceled for the pandemic, which was, understandable at the time. But the next one shouldn't have been, but it was. And then this year's was Florida. And they planned it all. It was fine to pick Florida, and then they planned it all, and they invited the actors, and they were coming. And it was the same ones, Milo teaching sword fighting and water dancing, and I think Bran, Isaac Hempstead, Wright. I want to say maybe Roz again. I can't remember exactly. Shay, the ones that come every year. And then they pretended it was about Florida when it was really they sold 10 tickets and nobody was buying them. This would be real. What it was. It's natural. It's something that just waned off, right? Interest has waned off on that topic. I mean, the show's gone. It's not, I mean.
Because you got to spend a pretty penny to travel and
you got Comic-Con and all that stuff around the same time. So their planning's weird about it, too, because people have to pick one. And if you're going to pick one, you're going to go to Comic-Con or Dragon-Con in Atlanta. There's just other things nearby near the same time, and people can't go to three or four.
Right.
So what are they going to pick?
Unless you're going to knock their socks off.
And this is just, it's old. You got House of the Dragon out, but it's not, I don't know. Are you doing panels about House of the Dragon? It's just a smaller story in the bigger scope of the world, I don't know. But whatever. They were cool. It was a cool time. I really loved the first one. Met a lot of cool people. We got to meet, we need to get Tony Teflon on here.
I would love that.
We got to get Tony Teflon.
That would be cool.
Tony Teflon, if you see this, I'm gonna send you a message.
Get ready, Tony.
So, because that was one of the highlights of meeting Teflon and people like that and Phil and all that stuff. And obviously, we've already talked about all the I hate saying fans. I feel so weird saying that, but you know what I mean. Community.
Yeah.
In person, Doc the first time and all that stuff. And that was obviously great, but I'm just saying as far as some of our YouTube brethren.
Yes.
Was very cool.
So cool.
And remember, we did invite Tony for a podcast, but then he fell asleep. I'm not trying to, it shit happens, but he was coming on one. So he was like, he felt bad about it. That's fine. It's cool. It happens. And I think I'm trying to remember if that was our podcast or the old Side Effect days. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
I think it might have been the Side Effect days. I believe.
Might have been.
I'll have to check the message. Either way, it don't matter. Well, I'll invite him. I'm gonna invite him again.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So, yeah, we'll have some people on too. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
But. I guess, I don't even know what time it is. You got to work tomorrow.
I do.
It's 11.
Yeah, it's getting late.
11:20, so we better jump off. I think we got probably an hour. I can't even see. I can't see anymore, by the way. That's another thing. I've got a pair of those downstairs.
Yes.
When I read. I don't use them.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's only one eye, but I can't see the timer over there. I think I see 59. Oh, I can. I can see that. 59, 54, 55. I see it.
I got, I do want to say, leaving here, I think it was the last time. Or it might have been the time before last. It was a week ago. On 9/11.
Yeah.
I got my first speeding ticket in my whole entire life.
That's right.
I was like, and the, told the cop, I was like, been driving since 1989. This is my first speeding ticket. He looked at me like, really? And then I knew he didn't even pull my damn, he didn't even check my license or anything. He just
he would have
went back there and wrote me a ticket.
I guess they do drop off after a while. So you probably wouldn't.
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, they do. I mean, they drop off your insurance. So
I got I always want them to be able to see all the way.
Yeah,
like,
right.
This motherfucker's never had.
I guess they can technically see. Yeah, they could probably see that. But yeah, I guess it drops off your insurance points.
But yeah, and so I have a mandatory court date because I was going 20 over. He's like, any reason you're in such a hurry? I said, no, I was just singing and driving.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
I don't believe I was going that fast. Did he ask what you were singing?
He did not.
Wait, were you on Hannah Montana kick again or
no?
Taylor Swift.
Oh Lord, no.
Oh shit.
I'm trying to remember what I was singing. But it you know, that's
I bet
that's
it was a love
cool
song.
Odds are. You
so
know,
you're like 99% sure.
Pretty damn sure. I mean, you know how James gets.
Yes, I do. Yeah. You know. I'm Journey?
Nope.
Okay, I'll stop guessing. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm making this too long and I got to piss. I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I'm interested. I've already thought of this big speech I'm going to give the judge.
Are you going to actually go and not just call a lawyer?
I'm really going to go.
Okay.
Because I'm pissed about
it. Well, you
it.
Can, you know, the first one, just send a lawyer. You'll be dropped completely. They'll knock it down to improper equipment. Hmm. Like 100%.
Story of my life.
Oh, shit. It was right there. Oh, we still shit. Got it, man. You still got it. You're right there. You got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'll
keep
y'all
posted.
I left that light on the whole time?
No.
I turned it off, didn't
I? You did. We chose to have it off.
When did that? Oh, my God. I mean, it's not
ghost in here.
Bad, but I just noticed it. Did that just come on?
I don't know, man. That really does freak me out because I watched you turn it off.
Oh, shit. Whatever. Anyway, all right. So, so the plan is going back to a weekly podcast, and then we'll have, again, clips. Yeah, that's the plan.
I mean, if shit happens, we'll drop two in a week.
Sure. And that's the other thing. Yeah. Because, I mean, we're going to try to do these on the weekends. So when I'm off and you're off, and then you still have another day off, there's no rush. And maybe we can do two sometimes,
cool.
Whatever. But yeah, we're trying to get back to weekly. And again, we'll probably have some little shorts and clips and whatever, little side discussions, and put them on the podcast, the Smokescreen Podcast Clips channel, I guess we'll call it. I mean, it's already there.
Dig it.
So we'll leave all that linked up, and then this will be out on all the stuff as usual. And then I guess I'll upload the first video to the video version, I should say, to Spotify and see how that works. So hopefully everything still works, because I could upload this and it breaks and Apple don't get it.
Oh my
Google
God.
Don't get it. And
that's our luck.
But let's say this. If you're still here, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
and
really.
And if we do get this going again, we do need your help.
2024 Smokescreen Podcast Calendar.
Oh, hell. Oh, shit. Another promise with a calendar. Oh, my God. Now, somebody's going to hold us to that. But no, like with reviews, you know, if on Apple or Google Play or whatever, Spotify, you know, I think we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Podbean. Any of those, like, reviews would help it get out there, too, on those platforms. And obviously on the fucking YouTube channel, subscribe and hit the like button. I mean, I don't have to ask that. But anyway, that'll help us out. But we'll try to push it harder this time. I do look forward to getting that little setup and checking it out. It's going to look good.
Yeah.
Because right now we're just kind of doing the same thing with we got a better webcam this time, but yeah, we'll get it right and get it, you know, moving around a little more interesting, hold people a little longer.
I think it will.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We'll get it going. So, well, hey man, I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I'm glad we broke one out, whether we had a topic or not. And, I look forward to it, man.
I do too.
We'll see what they say. So be kind in the comments. We're rusty.
Please.
Story of my life.
Oh shit.
All right. I guess I gotta do it. I got to do the thing.
Do the thing.
So, all right, we'll see you next time, and we'll let it fade to black.